Welcome to Jaws of Justice Radio on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. It's Monday morning. My name is Jeff Humfeld. Normally, Beth Pike is behind the controls, but today she will be talking with the folks at the CBD store, Vincent Sanders, Brendan Hodgson, and Dacia Kimber, about the benefits of CBD oil made from hemp. They will have information on the science and much more. Call in and ask your questions when they open the phone lines. There will be no calendar of events this week because you already have plenty to do. But the 420 Drug War News will play at the end of the show. We also want to thank our friend Charles Ferruza for coming in and handling the engineering for today's broadcast. Now to Beth and her guests.
And good morning. Welcome to Jaws of Justice Radio here on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. I'm Beth Pike, and Vince is already making a little noise in the studio. Welcome. In the studio, today I have with me Vince Sanders and also Brendan Hodgson. And they're the CBD store here in Kansas City. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining me this morning. And, you know, while folks are really working to legalize medical cannabis across the nation, CBD oil, or what's known as hemp oil, is already legal in every state and has had many therapeutic benefits. And we have found that really it's negligible in harmful side effects. Your store is located at 18th and Oak here in Kansas City, and you've been a dispensary of CBD oil for quite some time. There really is what I have found to be a wealth of research about this and the benefits of it. So what we're going to talk about today first is starting about the changes. There have been some recent changes made, right, Vince?
Well, proposed changes. The DEA has kind of out of the blue decided that not only CBD, but any cannabinoid extract should be a Schedule I drug, meaning it has no medical benefit whatsoever. Of course, that contradicts with the government's own patent, National Health Service patent of 6630507, which clearly states they hold a patent for all neuroprotection of any cannabinoid. So it's rather hypocritical, to say the least. And I think it's important to bring this up, what the DEA's true motives are. You know, they claim it's to put them in sync with national or international trade that would regulate or control or know what's being done with cannabis. You know, we're in the industry, of course, dubious of that claim. Is that really their intention? You know, it's kind of like the bumper sticker, trust me, I'm from the government. So, you know, if they were to enforce this, it would clearly be in violation of a federal law laid down, not law, but judgment in 2004, where the Hemp Association sued the DEA on this exact subject and won, and won on appeal. The DEA had 2 years to appeal this to the Supreme Court, which they did not. So at that point, it became the law of the land, where that's why you've seen the explosion of hemp oil, body care products, et cetera.
Throughout the nation.
Throughout the nation. It's a huge industry and growing rapidly. That is the same window that we operate through to make CBD oil. It's obviously very concentrated to make it at a medicinal value, but the same principle. that said, in addition, in 2014, you had the Hemp Farm Bill Act passed, which clearly stated that hemp was not only legal to grow in all 50 states, but it was legal to transport, and all parts of the plant were legal for use. So, and in addition to that, the 2016 Omnibus Spending Act has in there that not one penny of government funds can be spent by any agency to enforce any type of hemp control or laws, which would obviously go directly against what the DEA is saying here. So theoretically, they couldn't enforce what they're saying, theoretically.
They're contradicting themselves.
Yeah, obviously, but again, it's a great concern. This could be cleared up. There are two bills specific to making cannabinoids black and white legal across the board. There's House Bill 1635 and Senate 1333. You can look those up online, and I encourage everyone to write and call their senators and congressmen. You know, prior to 1937, over half of all pharmaceuticals were cannabis extracts. Yeah, prior to 1937. Of course, then it was, quote, demonized by being attached to marijuana and illegal. So how many millions of people have suffered needlessly by not having access to these medicines? You know, I beg and implore people to not allow this to happen again.
Yes, and we talked about this in the previous show. I've had Vince and Brendan in for Jaws of Justice before, and we were talking about how naturally our bodies actually have these cannabinoid receptors in them, and that is why this is such a healthy substance for us and does bring a lot of therapeutic benefits.
Correct.
I'd like to remind our listeners, too, that today's show is a call-in show, and the studio line is 816-931-5534. If you'd like to call in, if you have a question regarding CBD oil, how it could help you, or maybe you've got a testimonial on how it has helped you, feel free to call in. We've already opened up the phone lines, and we'll start taking questions and calls now. So again, 816-931-5534. Let's go on and talk about CBD, and basically first, you know, again, maybe a description of what CBD is, so that the understanding is that it's not, you know, a euphoric product. It is for therapeutic purposes.
Correct.
Yeah, obviously. It has absolutely no psychotropic effects. It's non-intoxicating in any way, shape, or form. No amount of CBD will, quote, get you high.
Right.
Which, of course, back to the DEA deal, is kind of curious that they would be interested in regulating a drug that doesn't get you high. But set that aside. Just kind of harkens back to that. Curious, to say the least. But what happened, you know, you have the endocannabinoid system in your body. Well, your body produces all these cannabinoids, whether endogenously. What happens as you age, like anything, you tend to start making too much of this, too little of that, and your body gets out of balance or loses homeostasis. To restore you back to homeostasis or equilibrium balance, you can take cannabinoids from outside called exocannabinoids, which is what CBD would fall under. CBD is kind of noted as being the modulator or the cannabinoid system. So what it really does is once you start taking it, it gets your body back in balance, gets you making more of this, less of that. And once you've reached homeostasis, which usually takes about 90 days, you'll find that generally you can reduce your dosage by 50%+, simply because your body's doing what it is designed to do.
As it begins to absorb it.
Correct. Well, as it turns your own body on, as you just start to make more of the CBD yourself or more anandamide, which is your natural THC, or there's over 82 known cannabinoids.
It's activating the system within you.
Correct. Correct.
All right. Brendan, why don't you tell us about CBD products and how it can be, you know, brought into your system? Oils?
Yeah, we've got a number of different products. We've got, you know, sublinguals that go underneath your tongue. We've got topicals that go directly onto the skin. We have a capsule form. We've got a water-soluble product that you can put in your drinks, your coffees, your tea, water. We've got vapable juice. We have edibles as well, you know, gummies, candies, Rice Krispies, cookies.
Breakfast and feel better too.
Yeah, there's a number of different ways, but you know, we probably have about 10 or so different ways that you can administer.
And the CBD store itself, I've already mentioned where you're located at. Why don't you go ahead, give your full address?
Yeah, the address is 400 East 18th Street, Kansas City, Missouri, 64108. The phone number is 816-474-7400. It's just right on the corner of, northeast corner of 18th and Oak downtown.
You're right in the Crossroads District.
Uh-huh, correct.
And then how about websites, Facebook, social media?
Yeah, I'm sure you're on, we're on all of it. The CBD Stores with an S.com. You know, we're on Facebook as well. You can find us pretty much with that same handle on all of them, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Okay. And again, I'll just let our listeners know that you are listening to Jaws of Justice Radio here on 90.1 FM, KKFI. And this morning, the show is on CBD oil. I have Vince Sanders and Brendan Hodgson here in the studio with me, and this is a call-in show. If you have a testimonial that you'd like to call in and talk about how CBD has helped you, The phone lines are open. It's 816-931-5534. Also, if you've got questions, don't hesitate. That's what we're here for today, is to get information out to you and answer any of your questions and dispel any of the myths or anything that, you know, you don't understand about CBD oil. Again, 816-931-5534. The properties, again, you know, Vince, we've talked about, you know, some of the psychoactive properties. What are, you know, there's these large umbrellas, you know. I know that neurological is one that it's good for.
The endocannabinoid system regulates so much that we could be here for the next 12 hours, literally covering it. To touch on a few, you know, mood regulation, appetite stimulation or suppression, memory enhancement, inflammation, pain management, muscle tone and movement, extinction of traumatic memories, PTSD, protection of the central nervous system and brain tissue, that's what the government holds a patent on, bone density growth, tumor regulation, stress management, eye pressure. I mean, I could continue, but I think we get an idea that's a pretty far-flung group of things.
Right.
And this is things that your body does naturally, again, but once it kind of gets out of whack, it needs stimulation from the outside, and that's where the CBD and the other cannabinoids come in. The key is obviously where CBD is the buzzword, but this is a whole plant extract, so you have all the cannabinoids and terpenes. Terpenes are chemicals that are responsible for smell and taste. People are familiar with essential oils. That's what's going on there. And they synergistically work together, so the sum is greater than the parts. So although CBD is recognized as, quote, you know, the king cannabinoid, the others play a huge role in, you know, the effective medicine. CBD alone would be a fraction as effective as all these cannabinoids and terpenes working synergistically together.
Sure. What other areas? Arthritis, I know.
Arthritis and inflammation is, you know, amazing. That, you know, it's tremendously anti-inflammatory. You know, I have seen people literally with hands that were like claws from rheumatoid arthritis that within 15 or 20 minutes can open their hand like normal. I mean, it's just, you know, borderline miracle. You know, you stand there and you see something like this. Or people having seizures and it take it and within minutes come directly out. You know, when you see a small child having a seizure and a parent administer the oil and you watch them come out of the seizure before your eyes, it's pretty powerful.
I recently had visited with a bishop who is working with autistic children, and the same thing, he told me, you know, the child would be in a seizure pose, they'll rub the oil on his feet, and 20 minutes later he's talking to you as if,
correct,
you just got up. Good morning. How are you this morning?
Right.
And that was, you know, that's amazing. A response during the last show, Brendan, we were talking about this. After we aired the last show, didn't you get an increase of people coming in regarding, like, arthritic?
We did. Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, we had a pretty large response, actually, from the last time we were here.
It brought up a different audience, though, didn't it?
It did. I think there was, again, there was a lot of people that, you know, weren't very familiar with it. And yes, I think some of the people that listen to the show in the morning, you know, might not have been a regular somebody that would be in this industry or, you know, knew much about it. So there was a lot of questions definitely that went on with it. So,
and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to dispel the myths. If you were curious about it and thinking that it might help you in some way, then this is an opportunity for you to call in and ask that question at 816-931-5534. Or, again, you can always just contact the CBD store directly if you don't want to come on the air. Brendan, what was...
That address is, again, 400 East 18th Street. It's Kansas City, Missouri, 64108. And the phone number is 816-474-7400.
A lot of great products there, and it's my understanding that you're going to have some of those products on sale.
We do. We have a 30% off sale we're going to have for the last day. We had a holiday sale before Christmas, and we're just going to extend that through today.
Okay, thank you. Other areas, Vince, so we've talked about neurological, we've talked a little bit about physiological. What other areas do you feel are really getting the benefits from CBD oil?
Well, there's so many.
I know.
That, you know, the number one driver, if you will, of purchases are anxiety and mood management, you know, mood elevation. They seem to go hand in hand. We live in a busy world. A lot of things competing for your attention that you're really not designed for tends to make most people anxious. That's why you have such a huge pharmaceutical presence in anti-anxiety and antidepressant-type drugs. Unfortunately, those will have a host of side effects that leave people feeling like
sluggish,
foggy, zombie-like. So the majority of them are searching for something natural that doesn't have those type of side effects. Obviously, CBD fits that bill perfectly because it is natural. It just, what I hear regularly is I feel like I want to feel, or I feel like I woke up on a fresh spring day, and that's how you live your life. But beyond that, we have everything, as we mentioned, a lot of neurological issues from MS and Parkinson's and severe things like that and chronic ailments, a lot of different cancer. And we do special custom compounding for cancer type drugs because it's a body weight issue. So we custom compound that pretty much daily at this point. There's people from all over the country calling, needing, those type of batches. And we've had tremendous success. Literally people that have done nothing else have elected to go in a natural route and have contacted us that were diagnosed fourth stage, breast cancer, prostate, lung, brain, that are completely cancer-free within months.
And that, you want to say it's a modern miracle.
But yeah, there are certainly the people that have experienced it consider it a miracle.
As much as, we have been dealing with the fight against cancer and trying all of these treatments rather than cures.
Correct.
And this is a way to kind of approach a cure.
Correct.
For it. And another thing I like that you're talking about there is it's a way to get people away from big pharmaceuticals.
Big, right. Yeah.
If you are looking for that, you're looking for an avenue to either relieve pain or anxiety or anything, here's an option for you. CBD oil is an option that can take you away from some of these other things that are causing other side effects. It's a natural substance.
Therefore, all organic.
Exactly. It came from the earth.
Yep.
It's not man-made. Again, it's a call-in show, folks. About 20 minutes now past 9 o'clock. This is Jaws of Justice Radio. I'm Beth Pike, and I'm here in the studio with Vincent Sanders and Brendan Hodgson of the CBD Store of Kansas City. 816-931-5534 is the telephone line, and those lines are open. We'll be taking a break here in the middle of the show, of course, for our... we'll have some PSAs, and you'll get your 420 drug news at the end of the show. But we do want to continue talking more about CBD oil. Another one that I know it helps with is sleep disorders. Now,
sure.
A question, narcolepsy, is that one?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Insomnia, I know it
Insomnia works great for. You want a restful night's sleep, take it about a half hour before bedtime, and you'll sleep perfectly through the night and then wake up fresh, not thick and foggy again like a pharmaceutical or an over-the-counter sleep aid tends to leave you.
Yes.
You just wake up ready to go.
That sleep fog.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, no.
You're over-the-counter.
I personally have always suffered from insomnia and had a hard time sleeping, and it's amazing for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I can personally speak to that.
I can personally vouch for it, too. I use it for the arthritis, and and it does help with sleeping.
Yep.
I'm sure we have other people out there with testimonials. Again, feel free to call in, 816-931-5534. We'll continue to talk about CBD and the benefits. Vince, other areas that you might think are important as far as the CBD oil and therapeutic?
Well, they're all important.
I know they're all important.
When you're suffering, it's important, period.
Some of them,
some of the more chronic...
seizures is
huge. Yeah, we have a lot of people taking it that are using it for seizure management, some of which have had absolutely no success with pharmaceuticals. They've never been able to not have multiple seizures a day, and they'll take CBD and it will stop immediately.
Okay. And another thing, too. It's not harmful. It's not harmful to children.
Correct.
There's no known side effects or drug interactions. And some of the doctors that we work with love that because they don't have to change what they have going on with the patient. They don't have to, usually you change a pharmaceutical and you have to change two or three different things. But with CBD, you can just blanket use it on top of whatever the therapy is.
That's perfect. We do have a caller on the line. So, caller, you are on the air. What's your name and what part of town are you calling from?
Hi. This is Joy Mercer Corbin from the Waldo area of Kansas City, and I am also someone who was formerly affiliated with KKFI years ago, and I would love to give my testimonial for the CBD store, as well as I want to say hello to Brendan, and I truly enjoyed our last visit together. But in my personal, as Brendan is well aware, when it comes to my particular situation, I am someone who actually managed to beat congestive heart failure by bringing my heart up from a function of 10% to 100%. So I would like to start off my testimonial by saying this is indicative of someone who is clearly not a drug addict in any way, shape, or form. However, in the case with the meds that I am on approximately four different meds, which not only bring on early onset cataracts, but glaucoma. I also have extreme RLS, which is a form of Parkinson's. I found, too, that it seems to be barometrically related. I have a really hard time when there is going to be a change in the weather. I have arthritis throughout my body, including along my back, that was initially diagnosed as spinal scoliosis, and it was only when I had an MRI that it was determined that it was actually arthritis. I also have extreme PTSD, as well as, because I am getting up in years, the sleep disorders that can be associated with old age. I have found that with the CBD products, I found, say, for instance, when I have the RLS at night, all it takes is one dose, and it is immediate. The effects are immediate. I also am strongly supportive of this product. There is research available. Brendan and I have had discussions about this. Last fall, the National Geographic had an entire issue devoted to marijuana as well as CBD products and its effects on the body. And it was a very, very positive, pro, and informative issue. And I am not talking National Enquirer. I am saying National Geographic. Joy. And I urge people to do their research because this is an excellent, excellent product that works, that is safe.
Okay, Joy, thank you so
and
much.
I
appreciate your comments.
I will let you
comments.
Go so that you can continue on.
Wonderful.
But thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Thanks,
what a
Joy.
Great testimonial from Joy. And that has opened up the phone lines. We've got another caller on the line. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Thanks, Joy.
Hello?
Hello. Do we have a caller on the line? Harry, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Melvin. How you doing, Beth?
I'm doing fantastic, hon. How are you?
I'm doing great. A great show, very informative. And one of the questions I wanted to ask your guest is, because I have bad knees, arthritis in the knees and in the back. And so I was wondering how did this product work on people's knees, because you hear people talking about their knees on TV, everything. So I was wondering how this product would work.
Sure, Melvin. For arthritis, it's amazing and pretty well guaranteed. It's easy to treat.
you're going to need somewhere between 10 to 30 milligrams a day, generally, for arthritis. You could do that via tincture or water soluble. You can just drip it under your tongue, hold it for 90 seconds twice a day, or drip it in your drink and drink it, or take a capsule twice a day. You'll notice the results literally immediately. You know, after a day or two of use, you'll notice dramatic decrease in the inflammation and pain associated with the arthritis in your knees.
Does that answer your question, Melvin?
Well, yes, it did. And the other questions I have is, especially now, is this the same medication that you will use for your knees? Would it be the same medication that you use for sleep
It is.
Abdomen?
Sleep apnea is more THC, actually, than sleep apnea.
Your sleep apnea is more of a disorder, breathing disorder. It would help with your sleep and relaxation, but as far as the apnea, I don't honestly know. I have not read any studies.
My father has that, so I do know that that is more THC than CBD.
That's a great question, Melvin. I appreciate you calling in. We've got two more callers on the line, and I want to get to them before we take
Thank
a
you.
Break. But excellent
Thank
question,
you. Thank
Melvin.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, son. Thanks for calling in. Caller, you're on the air. We're going to go ahead and take the break. Then we're going to get to those callers. So hang on, guys. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back with Vince and Brendan from the CBD store. And the number is 816-931-5534. We're back. Welcome to Jaws of Justice Radio on 90.1 FM, KKFI. I'm Beth Pike. In the studio with me is Vince Sanders and Brendan Hodgson. They're of the CBD store here in Kansas City. And today's show is a call-in show. The telephone number is 816-931-5534. If you'd like to call in with your questions or testimonials, Joy called in a moment ago, had a fantastic testimonial. One of our very own, Melvin, had called in, and he had some, you know, questions about different things that could be helped through the use of CBD. And I believe now we have another caller on the line. No, not yet. 816-931-5534. We did have some other questions come through. Brendan, what the question was about flavors of the oil.
Yeah, sure. I mean, we have a number of flavors. We have, you know, four or five different flavors. Natural, you know, obviously, which is non-flavored. Then we have a blueberry, a grape, cinnamon, and strawberry banana. Some people think that the natural might taste a little bit bitter to them. You know, which is why we have, you know, several other flavors for them.
And that is the oil that they can put in the water, the water soluble?
This is the sublingual that goes underneath your tongue.
Okay, what about the vapor?
Vapor, we've got a number of different, we've got about 12 different flavors for that. You know, cherry limeade, cool berry, spearmint, mm-hmm. pina colada, strawberry, strawberry banana.
Tropical punch.
Tropical punch.
Natural.
There's a number of flavors for the vapor.
And vaping has become, you know, a big common thing. So people, it's not unusual to have all our new fruity flavors and baby coffee flavors and so forth mm-hmm. for that. If you're used to that, it's a good way to introduce the CBD into your system.
It is. It's immediate, obviously. It's
the
hitting your bloodstream
way.
Immediate. Yeah.
Exactly. If you'd like quick results, do that. We do have a caller on the line. Caller, where are you calling from? What's your name?
Me? Oh, is this my turn?
You're on. Yes, you're on, honey. What's your name? Well, evidently she got a little phone shy. The number again, 816-931-5534, and we'll put you on the air with your questions or comments. Vince, we had another one that was a question. They didn't want to talk on the air, but it was a question about
the cannabinoid receptors in the body. Your body literally has billions of cannabinoid receptors. Every single organ of your body has cannabinoid receptors. And that's why it's so amazingly, the umbrella is so large of the effects. They're in your brain, they're in your heart, they're in your kidneys, your skin, your largest organ, all of which, you know, the endocannabinoid system is, again, the modulating and balancing system. So as Joy mentioned, she was having heart issues and now she's not. That's because it tuned it up and got her heart in balance doing what it was supposed to do. You know, we've seen people with complete kidney dysfunction go to 100% kidney function within, you know, 60 days. And that's the type of thing you see. Of course, it lowers interocular pressure, so your eyesight gets a lot better.
for skin, it's amazing. You know, if you have psoriasis or bug bites or anything like
eczema.
That. Eczema. It just knocks it right out. And that's, again, because your skin is loaded with cannabinoid receptors, and when it hits there, then your body turns on and starts doing what it's supposed to do.
So by using the lotions that you have, the lotion products, that can be used for any type of a skin disorder.
Absolutely, yeah. And, and with the face, for instance, it helps to regenerate the collagen. So as far as wrinkles and tightness, it's amazing for that as well.
Okay, yeah. Keep that youthful glow.
Absolutely. Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing at all. I know the phones are starting to light up again. I'll just repeat the number, 816-931-5534. And in the event maybe you're being a little timid and don't want to go on the air, you can still call. We'll take the question, and we'll get the answer to you over the air like we've done with these last couple. So again, 816-931-5534. And we are talking about CBD oil, its uses, its benefits, and we're talking in testimonials too. I know on the last show, it was an interesting testimonial. And it was a woman I had met at your open house, and she runs a program, and it's for pets.
Sure. Definitely works amazing. I mean, pets have the same endocannabinoid system as the human body, so, yeah, it tends to work remarkably well with animals.
Hip dysplasia is a big item in
larger
a lot
breeds,
of dogs.
Yes, especially
working dogs. And that's
what anxiety. Again,
separation anxiety.
Yeah,
sure.
You know.
Those poor cocker spaniels. You know, yes, dogs suffer from separation anxiety and other pains.
Yeah.
And
arthritis as well, sure.
Yes. And she started a whole program where it is just geared towards people and their pets and
Correct.
Helping them through the therapeutic uses of CBD.
Honestly, almost seems to work better with canines than with humans.
Okay.
I mean, you know, dogs that are 16, 18 years old that barely can get up to their food bowl, greet you at the door and jump on the bed and act like they're 10 years younger. It's pretty amazing.
Just, yeah, to see a dog that might not be moving around, not being able to walk,
right.
Within a short amount of time, they're bouncing off the couch.
Yes.
And who wouldn't want that? Who would not want that for their pet or even, you know, these...
Or the reverse. If you have a high-strung dog, that's hard to manage, completely calm down and relax and, you know.
Yes. Then you could also use that to kind of, you know, okay, calm down at the end of the evening.
Correct.
Wind your puppy down. The number, once again, 816-931-5534. This is Jaws of Justice Radio, and you're listening to 90.1 FM, KKFI. I'm Beth Pike, and in the studio with me is Vince Sanders and also Brendan Hodgson. Daisha could not be with us this morning, but Daisha, you are here with us in spirit, believe me. And we will have this available on a podcast later, too, in case you didn't catch all of the show, you missed the beginning, and you want to find out more information about the benefits that we talked about early on. Any other items, gentlemen, that you'd like to touch on and while we have other callers coming in?
Hi.
Oh, we've got a caller on the line. Hi. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Julie. I'm from Kansas City.
Hi, Julie.
Hey, Julie. How are you?
Hi. I'm good, thanks. I just have some questions. I am interested in CBD for some health things. I just wanted to make sure that it is legal. I have like five questions. So is it legal in Kansas City?
It is legal. We can answer that question affirmatively, 100%.
Because I see that there's some controversy and people getting sued and this and that. And I've heard that it's not as effective without the THC as with the THC with the legal doses. Is that sometimes
kind
correct?
Of a Colorado myth?
I would disagree with that wholeheartedly.
Okay.
Really. Not that we have anything against THC. THC is definitely has its medicinal properties as well. And on that subject, although we don't have a lot of THC, there is a little THC in the product. You know, federal law states it has to be under 0.3%. We're usually, depending upon the concentration of CBD, about a third of that.
Okay. So I am, I have a lot of pain from, like, shingles, recurrent shingles that comes from stress and different stuff like that. Also, it's kind of similar to arthritis. You know, mom has arthritis. I know someone else who has brain cancer. But I haven't done any drugs, you know, for over 20 years.
Good.
So, you know, and I with the pain, you know, I'm getting to the age where I might need some regular medication, but I don't want to become addicted. And this problem of that this plant or drug may be able to help me is a good thing. But I just want to make sure it's not like that it will. So
no,
so
it's not habit forming at all.
What would you recommend for that?
I have a fair amount of experience with shingles. You can treat that a couple ways. You can obviously do it orally, so you systemically throughout your body. Also, if you have a certain area where there's shingles, you can topically treat that with a lot of times you'll take a topical serum that is a little more concentrated with the body oil and mix it and rub it on that area, and you'll have a great experience as far as pain relief from shingles. And not only pain relief, but making them go away.
Okay.
To answer your questions, Julie?
It did. And what about arthritis?
Yeah, arthritis is one of the bigger ones. Virtually, you know, we have an aging population. Virtually everybody has some degree of arthritis. And it's tremendously successful and easily treatable. You're talking, you know, probably no more than 30 milligrams a day necessary to treat arthritis.
Awesome. Okay, well, thank you so much for the information.
Thank you.
And your work about getting these great therapies out to everybody. I appreciate it.
Thank you for the call.
Thanks, Julie. We have another caller on the line. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
You talking to me?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. What's your name?
Jim and Lee Summit. For a person like me that... had a knee replacement and needs another one and two hip replacements. I was in a plane wreck and a lot of injuries. Is this something that would be helpful?
Yeah, it'll definitely be helpful. It'll cut down the inflammation and definitely manage the pain.
And I just tuned in. What is the cost of this product? Can you give me a rough idea?
You're probably going to spend...
We really can't give that information out over the air, as we aren't able to do that. But if you go online, Jim, to
I don't have a computer.
Okay. Here's
don't know
the
how
number.
To use it.
Visit the store.
Visit the store.
Where is the store at? Just give me the phone number.
The phone number down there is 816-474-7400. And, again, the address is 400 East 18th, Kansas City, Missouri, 64108.
Daisha is already back at the store, and she'd be able to take your call. Or later, Brennan will be back at the store, Jim, and you can contact him directly for pricing.
Thank you for the program.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
I think that's all the calls that we have right now, but thank you. Again, the number is 816-931-5534. If you'd like to get in your questions or testimonials, we do have about 15 minutes left in the program.
We did have a call in.
Oh, that asked a question.
Yeah.
Okay.
They asked, can CBD help and stop smoking? The answer to that is, yeah, we have a number of people that are using the vape product to quit smoking. As everybody knows that smokes, the problem is the anxiety and getting off of it. And due to the fact that it is tremendously anti-anxiolytic or calming, it's a great product to use to get off of nicotine. Also, of course, since you're vaping it, it helps emulate the same habit. So
the hand-to-mouth.
Correct.
Yes. And, of course, yes, nicotine is the most addictive substance that we have.
Correct.
And that's not an easy one to come
to break.
Yes.
Very, very difficult. So in answer to the question, yeah, a number of people have successfully used it to quit smoking.
Oh, fantastic. There's other items that I know of. I've talked with many people. Schizophrenia.
Yeah.
I'll go there. Well, it has been very useful in the help in the treatment.
Schizophrenia and bipolar disorder are actually fairly common that we use it for with a lot of success.
Yes.
Yeah. Isn't that what GW Pharmaceuticals, I believe, isn't that what they're getting their patent for? Schizophrenia is one of...
Right. That's one of the...
One of the patents.
So
right.
One of the pharmaceutical companies is actually making use of CBD in their product?
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. GW Pharmaceuticals out of England.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. That they'll use the product, but now they want to stop use of...
Well, that's
their they do hemp research, so they
that's the thinking. Obviously, back to that DEA subject, is that they want to hand the whole thing back to Big Pharma.
Gotcha. We do have another caller on the line. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Beth. I'm in Kansas City.
Hi. What's your name?
Michael.
Well, Michael, what question do you have for us today?
I would like to hear some discussion about the manufacturing process and the supply chain in terms of its purity and how is that regulated. So if you could stimulate some discussion around that.
Sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, unfortunately, it's not regulated since the government doesn't recognize it for anything. We don't have any FDA oversight, so it's up to us to regulate. We do that by independent third-party testing of all of our products to ensure that they are not just the concentrations that we want them to be, but that they're pure of a host of other bacteria, mold, a variety of things, because this is hemp is a bioaccumulator, so you need to know that it's not pulling anything out of the soil that you wouldn't want in there, heavy metals, et cetera.
Pesticides,
yeah, to name a few. So that's really the way that we do it. It's all made in a sterile environment. The oil is produced with no solvents via CO2 extraction. CO2, as you know, is part of the atmosphere. So when we compress it to several thousand PSI, it literally forces the oil from the plant material. That oil is then collected, and we use it to make the variety of products that we offer in different concentrations.
Mm-hmm. So you're making the product yourself?
Yes, we made it. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, very good. Very good. All right. Well, so I'm going to come in and visit you. I think there are many, many other applications that I may I could use. I have a child who has
We're definitely welcome to join them, Michael.
I'm especially concerned with that. So thank you.
Well, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. And since Michael was talking about coming in and visiting you, why don't we give out information
as to
where
the address.
Store is located?
Sure. That address, again, is 400 East 18th Street, Kansas City, Missouri, 64108. The phone number is 816-474-7400. And the website is thecbdstores.com.
And then, of course, you have Facebook and social media, Twitter. It's all out there, too.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, sure.
Absolutely. Another question has come through, hasn't it?
Yeah, somebody is addressing the drug testing or if CBD will show up in a drug test. And, so far we haven't seen anything. And, again, the THC levels are so low that it would be extremely difficult to fail a drug test. We do have, that's, one of the most common questions we probably get. We do have a lot of people that have government jobs or jobs in general that require a drug screening. So we do get that question a lot. And to date, we haven't had anybody show up dirty or negative for a drug test, but that's not to say it's not possible.
It would take, and for instance, we talked about cancer patients earlier. When you're taking a large dosage like that, you can test dirty.
Sure.
But and that's we tell everybody, of course, up front, when you're taking this type of dosage, this will happen. So if that's a concern, you need to be aware of it.
And that somebody who's probably going through cancer treatment
doesn't really care.
Doesn't care and not doing a whole lot of work.
But it's still, you need to make people aware.
Again, in those extreme cases where yes, somebody is taking something a little bit more concentrated, yes.
But it's definitely a legitimate question and one that I'm sure has come up in everybody's minds.
Correct.
Just because of the,
well, the fear.
Mythical tie.
Correct.
Unfortunately,
hemp is kind of demonized by its relationship to, quote, marijuana.
And therefore given a bad rap in
correct.
Those senses, even though it is, a plant that has been used industrially for rope and,
Well,
thousands.
Yes, I mean,
medically for thousands of years.
Yes.
It's definitely been cultivated for at least 18,000 years.
And so therefore, why wouldn't it be wise for us to, again, make use of something that's been brought to us that can help and heal and be therapeutic rather than just either masking or really not curing
anything?
Yes.
Well, Big Pharma understands you make money by treating, not curing.
That's correct. We have a caller on the line. And caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Chris. I'm calling from a part of Kansas City called the River Market.
I like that area, Chris.
Familiar with that.
We all like that area.
This is Beth's show, correct?
This is what?
This is Beth's show, correct?
Well, this is Jaws of Justice. And
Jaws of Justice, yes.
Yes, it's Jeff Humfeld's show. I'm Beth Pike, and I'm the host today. We have a number
yes,
of hosts. Chris, what's your question regarding CBD oil?
Well, I just woke up probably 15 minutes ago. I am a customer at the CBD store there at 18th and Oak. I'm in full support of everything you have going on at the store, first and foremost. I got the email this morning about saying something about the radio show you guys have going on right now. So I was like, I'm going to try to stream it on KKFI's site. I'm listening on the radio now. I got tuned in on my dial, and right when you guys were talking about the condition they call schizophrenia. And how it's I turned the radio on like halfway in the middle of that talk specifically, but I just want to say that CBD. I don't know if a lot of us go out when we go to the doctor, whatever it is. Doctor's gonna say, "Are you in any pain today?" Most of us are gonna say, "Think about it." Most of us are probably going to say no, but a lot of us don't really understand, like, what we're suffering, you know what I mean?
Right, Chris, and what you're saying is that CBD has brought you some help with this, right?
Yes, ma'am, it has, and, CBD is great. I'm a big proponent of it.
Well, Chris, you know, I thank you so much for calling in. We are getting really close to the end of the show, and we're going to have to wrap things up. I want to get more of the contact information out. But again, I appreciate your call this morning and all the other callers that we've had, Joy, Melvin, Julie, Jim, Michael. Thank you all for calling in with your questions this morning. Again, you know, this has been a show about CBD oil. Brendan, the location and information.
Sure.
Once again.
Yeah, it's 400 East 18th Street, Kansas City, Missouri, 64108. The phone number is 816-474-7400. The website is thecbdstores, with an S, .com. We're just on the corner of 18th, northeast corner of 18th and Oak, downtown in the crossroads.
And so, yes, it's not hard to find. It's right on the corner there. If you do have problems, of course, he's just given you the phone number. So you do have the number to contact him. Vince, anything you'd like to add today before we get ready to close the show out?
Again, just back to the original issue we opened up with, the DEA issue, that I encourage everybody to go online and look up the House and Senate bills.
Yes.
That's, again, H.R. 1635 and S. 1333. If you just Google those, it'll come up. You can sign them, call, write your own letters. Please don't let them take away your medicine again.
Exactly. And I want to thank everybody who tuned in this morning and called in with their testimonials and questions. If you didn't catch all of the show, we do have it podcasted, and it will be available later on our website at kkfi.org. I'd like to send out thanks to Jeff Humfeld. He's our show producer and today Jeff was back there working the phones, very diligently working the phones. And thanks to Charles Ferruzza for coming in. Thank you, Charles, for being the engineer today. Thank you, Vince, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Brendan.
Thank you.
For being
here. We appreciate
it. We missed you, Daisha. And I want to thank everybody again for listening. It's been Jaws of Justice Radio on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.
It's the 420 Drug War News. Just last week, the DEA, Drug Enforcement Administration, put forward a new ruling that would ban CBD. You know, the stuff that helps the epileptic children to stop having so many seizures per day? Here to talk about it is attorney Robert Hoban.
Because cannabinoids in and of themselves are not controlled substances. And there's a variety of ways to obtain and achieve cannabinoids without violating federal law. And this definition opens up the door for all of those products to be seized, whether in interstate commerce, at the U.S. border, for, you know, in transporting across the United States, for a variety of reasons under our Farm Bill, under this guise of marijuana extract. And that's going to keep people from obtaining what they need. And people want to do the right thing. But when they make these things so difficult, it really makes it difficult for people to obtain the relief that they see happening out there in a legal means. This register action did not schedule, you know, put on the schedule a new substance. It didn't do something that, you know, reflects the scheduling of a substance from 1 to 2 or 2 to 1 or adding something new. Instead, it merely created a drug code. But as you just articulated, gosh, the practical implications of doing that range far and wide and are going to prevent not only patients from obtaining what they need, individuals from obtaining wellness products, but also will interrupt the flow of commerce in this burgeoning hemp industry. The hemp industry has great potential to literally save the United States on both an agricultural and industrial front, and to get there, the industry needs to get beyond simple cannabinoid extracts. The only way that's only going to occur is if cannabinoid extracts can be allowed to exist in the current environment for the foreseeable future, if not beyond, so that this industry can become capitalized. Once it's capitalized, you're going to see hemp products of every sort fill so many needs across this country and really solve a lot of our economic problems. But to focus in on something that's non-psychoactive, that actually helps people, that the DEA has no per se control over, is problematic because it stifles that development.
Well, there you have it, my friends. The truth from Mr. Robert Hoban from the Hoban Law Group. They are the nation's premier cannabis business firm. Robert, I want to thank you. Closing thoughts, maybe a website you want to share?
Our website is www.hoban.law.
You can hear the full interview on the most recent Cultural Baggage, DeanBeckerDrugTruth.net.
We hope you've enjoyed today's show and that we leave you with something to think about, something to talk to your neighbors about, and a reason to get involved. As always, the opinions expressed are those of the host and the guests of Jaws of Justice Radio, not KKFI, the Midcoast Radio Project Incorporated, or its staff and volunteers. You can find our calendar of events and a link to our show episodes and podcasts on the Jaws of Justice Radio page on Facebook. If you have a show idea or you want to help produce the show, email us at jawsofjusticeradio@yahoo.com. And you can always listen to us live on the KKFI website at kkfi.org. This is your engineer for Jaws of Justice Radio, Beth Pike. And be sure to tune in Thursday mornings at 6 a.m. when I host the Thirsty Thursday edition of your Morning Buzz. Our outro music is Better Man, and that's from the Playing for Change CD. Please tune in for the rest of our 9 a.m. weekday lineup with Law and Disorder on Tuesday, Alternative Radio on Wednesday, Khadija and the White Guy at 9 a.m. on Thursdays, and then Between the Lines at 9 a.m., followed by Bioneers at 9:30 on Fridays. Up next is Beautician's Blues. That's with Luscious Lynn. And then at noon, it's Arts Magazine with Michael Hoag. You'll want to stick around for Jazz and Blues in the afternoon, and then Eco Radio KC at 6 p.m. Round out your day south of the border with Fiesta Musical, Compartiendo en Familia, and Compartiendo en Noche.